Ah, geez. Here we go again. Seems like I just did this. Well, actually, it's been a couple of months since I've done this. All right. We're going to try to do, I've got probably about 6 weeks worth of material we're going to go through in 2 weeks. So, yeah, we need to start pretty much on time. When we take our breaks, we want to take our breaks and be back. We take a 15-minute break, and you don't wait until I say, okay, here we go, back start, and everybody try to go to the bathroom, because there's two bathrooms, okay? It's not a boys and a girls, it's, you know, whoever gets there is first kind of thing. So you just kind of got to lay down the law, because there's people who are retaking the class will know that I'm a real nice guy, but I get cranky sometimes when I get behind, because I got so much material to give you guys. You guys are going to be amazed at how much you can learn in a short period of time if we're really disciplined about this. We are going to eat, sleep, drink, sweat, cry, and poop hypnosis.
Can we go back to the drinking part?
So, I mean it. And I know that there's some people that are invisible, you can't see them here, who are nodding their heads because we have a real interesting thing going on. And that is that you might have saw this apparatus up here, and that is we've got other people in other locations around the country and around the world that are watching right now. We've got Nancy Ho, for example, who's in Singapore. I don't know what time it is where she's at, and we will be, when John is back there in the back of the room operating all that equipment, we'll actually be able to dialogue with her and that kind of thing. But it's probably like, I don't know, it's probably like 10 or 11 o'clock at night, and so she's going to be going right through the night. So hi, Nancy. But we also have Celeste, who's in Texas, and so on. And both of those two individuals have been through the class, and they know how tough the class is. But it's going to be one of the hardest classes you ever love, because we're going to go much further than you guys anticipate. You guys all have a certain mental expectation we're going to do in this class, and we're going to blow so far beyond that. I don't care how big your expectations are. I don't care what you heard before. We're going to go so much farther beyond anything that you anticipate in this class, mentally, physically, emotionally, and all that kind of stuff. Okay, guess what? I'm Cal Banyan, and I get to the part where I introduce myself. Who am I? Let me find out something real quick. How many of you have ever been to my blog? That's calbanyan.com. Please raise your hand. Oh, so some of you see my videos, and you know, so you're kind of used to my personality a little bit. And see, my qualifications and experience. Cal, that's short for Calvin. My mother calls me Calvin. If you want to call me Calvin, you can call me Calvin. Banyan, like the tree. MA stands for my master's degree in psychology. BCH is board certified hypnotist or hypnotherapist. And then MCFI, Master CFI. And CFI stands for certified professional hypnotism instructor. And then OBC, that is Order of Braid Council. And it's a special council that the NGH has set up for people who've won a lot of awards and pretty much means you're not going to win any more awards. But once you get enough, if you're a guy, once you start getting enough gray in the beard, they start going, retire into the Order of Braid. So they can put some fresh people up there and get the awards. So, I don't know, they've never asked me to do anything for the council. Yes, please, just come on and have a seat. Usually the first 15 minutes of the first day, people are just trying to find a place. You know, it's really easy to get turned around and stuff like that. All right, let me see. A little bit more about me. Let me give you the thumbnail, the 5-minute thumbnail sketch of Cal Banyan. Born in L.A. County General Hospital. That's pretty California. Lived in Southern California until I graduated from high school, joined the Air Force, was in the Air Force for 4 years, and that's where I got my first training job. I became training instructor for security police at George Air Force Base when I was 20 years old. And my first class I ever taught was 200 GIs. And what they said was, Cal, you are now the new training instructor. In the military, they have a thing called OJT, on-the-job training. And they said, now, since the security police squadron, well, your class today will be on how to use a mass tear gas dispenser to control crowds and riots. Okay. And they said, and that piece of equipment should show up in about 20 minutes. Your class is in about 20 minutes. So it's kind of one of them sink or swim kind of things where I was thrown up in front of a room full of 200 GIs, unpacked a piece of equipment, read the instruction manual to them. And after that, it was a lot easier. So I did that for about a year and a half, and I've really taught everything I've ever done. And it's just something I really like to do. After I got out of the service, I went to college for a little while to study record engineering, and hence probably my background and maybe a little bit better than a lot of hypnotists out there in recording and stuff like that. And met my wife Maureen. We decided we wanted to raise a family someday, and we got married and moved to Minnesota, where we were for 24 years. And we raised a daughter. She went off to college, and we started going, what the heck are we still doing in Minnesota? You know, because it's cold in Minnesota. And, you know, for the first couple of years, it's a lot of novelty in that. Look, it's snowing. You know, oh, look, deer, skunk, bear. And then a couple years later, you know, it's, oh, look, snow. 3 years later, snow. 4 years later, snow. You know. By 24 years later, I was going like, if I see another winter, man, I'm just going to blow my brains out. I can't take it anymore. And it's funny because I had no urge at all to come back to California until about a year and a half ago. And we were here for a wedding or something like that. And all of a sudden, it just hit. We should move back. And we looked at our lease on our building that we had in Minnesota, and it was coming due. And we said, let's do it. And so that's why the timing. We've been in our previous office for 10 years. The lease was up, and then we found this location and moved here. A little bit about that location and my background in hypnosis. My interest in hypnosis really started as a child because my uncle was a hypnotist. And so I just grew up in the kind of environment where hypnosis wasn't so strange. And in some environments, so hypnosis might be even thought of as a sin or something evil. Well, just about everybody in my family had been hypnotized by my Uncle Ward. And so it was no big deal. It really started an interest in psychology and theology and philosophy and all that kind of stuff. And when I got out of the service, after my little bit of time with studying record engineering and doing that kind of thing, sound reinforcement, we moved to Minnesota, and then I had to look for a job. Not a lot of recording studios up there in the northern Minnesota area. And so I went back into the kind of work I was doing when I was in the Air Force, which was security police, except it was the Department of Justice. So I worked for a couple years at the Department of Justice. After a couple years of that, and I was doing pretty good, but it's really a law enforcement mentality, and I don't have a law enforcement mentality. To be good at law enforcement, you have to care about what other people are doing. And you know, I mean, some people are just like that. They're, oh, so-and-so knows so-and-so, and they're probably planning this kind of thing and tracking connections between people. And I just, thank you very much, I just didn't care. So, So I just decided to get out of law enforcement. A friend of mine was an amazing thing, really. I come from a family where no one had ever graduated high school. I mean, really migratory farm workers, that kind of stuff. And when I decided to go back to college, it was really because I got to know this one fellow. And this one fellow was a PhD clinical psychologist who became my best friend. And, you know, hanging around with that guy, I thought, you know, I'm as smart as this guy. In my mind, prior to that, I always thought, you know, it was a different breed that went to college and that kind of thing. And, you know, I had no models for that in my life. And so I went back to college and studied psychology, and I got my bachelor's degree. Now, the interesting thing was my friend Alan, who was the psychologist, he was interested in hypnosis. And so we messed around with a lot of stuff like that. And so I thought when I went to college for psychology, I'd learn about hypnosis. So I went through my bachelor's degree, and to my dismay, I found out that hypnosis had been pretty much relegated to the footnotes of psychology somewhere around Freud. And so, okay, when I applied to and got into graduate school, I thought, it's in graduate school you learn the good stuff, right? And so what did I do? I took my entire course for a master's and got my thesis on stuff, and still hypnosis was relegated to a footnote in the history of psychology sometime around Freud. So then I go in for my PhD, clinical psychology, and I take all the coursework, complete all the coursework, PH blank and D in psychology, and still nobody knew anything about hypnosis. Well, I said the heck with that. I never did finish the program. I'm what they call ABD, which is all but dissertation for PhD in clinical psychology. It's been a long time now, and I'll never go back and finish that. Besides, I'm doing stuff now that is so far beyond anything that they taught me in college. And that's where I'm going to take you guys, so far beyond. I don't know how many of you are professionals with, you know, PhDs or MDs or whatever you got. We usually have a mixture of everybody from, you know, high school graduates all the way up to PhDs or multiple PhDs. But if you learn what I'm going to teach you in this class, you're going to go so far beyond what you ever learned before. It's just going to be an amazing word. I coined this phrase, and well, actually I borrowed it from another sociology, and that is one percenter. One percenter. The one percenters are the hardcore. Let me tell you where I got that. Back when I was in law enforcement, we did a lot of intelligence that we studied with regard to, what's that sound? Biker gangs. And so we read up and studied biker gangs. And one of the things we learned was how the bikers kind of got started and stuff. And there was this term, one percenters. One percenters are the hardcore worst of the worst. These people, their whole life is the gang. You know, they don't have a job. They make all their money, all their income through the gang. They're the hardcore. And funny thing, later on in my life, after I got out of law enforcement, I got into that world from the other side. And I lived probably for about 5 to 7 years in that world of biker gangs and that kind of thing. So I saw it from both sides. And there's something very attractive about this being the best of the best, the creme de la creme, the worst of the worst, however you want to look at it, depending on which side of the fence you're on. Can you find out why that noise is going on? It's from here. Okay. But it sounds like it's out there. I'm hearing feedback out there. So there's a microphone, a speaker. There you go. He's got the headphones on, so he's, it's from in here. No. A lot of people go through courses like this out of just interest. I mean, they're kind of workshop junkies. You know, they did a massage workshop last week, and it's hypnosis this week, and next week they've got an underwater basket weaving course going on, you know. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Thank you. It's people like you that help support classes all over the world. And there's the people who are thinking, I'd really like to do this. And as a hobby or part-time. Nothing wrong with that. Probably 50% or more of the people who do hypnosis to help people are out there doing it part-time. And then there's the full-timers, people who make their living doing through hypnosis one means or another. And then there's the very best of those people. And those are the one percenters. They're the very best of the best. That's what this course was designed to create. If you really learn what I'm going to offer you in these 2 weeks, and then after the course you master it, you will be the best of the best, the one percenters, the very best in the world. Now guess what? That won't happen upon graduation, because you won't have enough. It takes a while to master it, okay? But you'll have everything you need to get there. So, after I got out of law enforcement and I got my master's degree, I went to work as a talk therapist, doing family therapy work with Lutheran Social Services. And it was great. I loved it. And I worked in a little town called Grand Forks, North Dakota, because that's where the university was. Because we were in Minnesota, Northern Minnesota, I went to the nearest university, it was in Grand Forks, graduated, and just went to school locally, and Maureen was kind of going out of her mind. Because Maureen, you'll meet her, she's in Singapore right now, taking care of some family business. But she's from Singapore, and Singapore is a very metropolitan, kind of sophisticated big city. And there we were in Grand Forks, North Dakota, which I loved. At the time, it was about 50,000 people. And coming from L.A., it was very refreshing to be. It was my adopted hometown, really. You go to the store, you'd always see people you know. It was just great. But it was a little bit tough for Maureen. And there's an old saying with a great deal of wisdom. If Mama's not happy, nobody's happy, right? So she applied her psychology on me, and we decided to move to move to a bigger city. And the nearest big city was Minneapolis, and that's a pretty big city. And we moved to a northern suburb of Minneapolis, which was Coon Rapids. And it was really strange for me. I was like, I had the rug pulled out from underneath, because I'd been in Grand Forks, North Dakota, probably for about 10 years. I've got my bachelor's degree, my master's degree, spent all that time on the PhD, then went to work in the mental health profession doing psychotherapy, and I was totally networked. I knew all the counselors, I knew all the psychiatrists, psychologists, and everybody, and they knew me. And it was very comfortable, and then we moved to Minneapolis, and I didn't know nobody, no how, and it was weird. And it's like, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to try to get licensed in Minnesota? Am I going to go back and finish my PhD? What am I going to do? And this idea of hypnosis came back to me. And it was funny because you know how synchronicity works. I started getting stuff in the mail about hypnosis. I mean, like out of nowhere. One of my research assistants that worked under me in graduate school had taken a hypnosis course and put me on that teacher's mailing list, and I started getting mail. So, weird. Preordained. So, took my course 7 days. Then I was a certified hypnotherapist. Okay? And I was pretty excited. You know, I came home. Certification course I went through was Jerry Kine's certification course. He's got a whole bunch of videos. I came home with like 15 videos. And let me tell you what was there. I don't know why I thought about this morning. This morning, getting ready, I was thinking, what was one of the most important things you learned in college? And I thought, touch typing. Because it's something I use every day. Touch typing. It was funny because I always admired people that could touch type. And so when I went to school, the first thing I bought a computer, and I took a class on touch typing. So that's one of the most important things I ever did in college. The next important thing happened in graduate school, and in graduate school is different from high school or your bachelor's degree program, because it's the time where you learn how to become an expert on anything. That's really what they do. They say, okay, you want to study something? You have to do a literature review. Okay? You want to, and so you learn how to become an expert on anything. Now, did you need something, Mark? Okay. So that's what I did. I started studying all the books. I started studying all of the videotapes and all, everything I could think of on the internet. And I started to get overloaded because what I did was I immediately went out and opened a hypnosis center. I graduated in March, and in July, we had the center open, 2,000 square feet, three offices, a receptionist named Maureen Banyan, my wife, and we went to work. And because of my almost over-preparation, what happened was when a client would come in, I'd go, what the heck am I going to do? Do I do direct suggestion? Do I do visualization? Do I do timeline? What am I going to do? Age regression, parts therapy? And so what I really wanted to do was to come up with a system that would work. Okay. We worked like crazy, and within about 6 or 8 months, we had a second hypnotherapist, and a few months after that, we had a third hypnotherapist, and I had another challenge. The challenge was, okay, I was doing really good work, but how do I ensure they do good work? I needed a system. I needed a system because a system, you can what? You can measure the results of the system. You can teach a system. You can manage a system. You can supervise a system. And I read this book that had absolutely nothing to do with hypnosis, and it was called The E-Myth. And what he said in that book, I think it was Gerber, he said, if you want to be successful in your business, you need to treat it as if it was going to be a franchise. And he really worked this idea of a system. So McDonald's revolutionized business because it was a system. So, and when you create a franchise, what happens is you set a certain level of quality and you meet it every time. And if you go to McDonald's in Florida and you order a Big Mac, you're going to get exactly the same Big Mac as if you're in Seattle or whatever. Okay. So that's what I did. And I started looking at all these different styles of hypnosis, from Ericksonian to Gil Boyne's type or the Harry Ahrens type, and we started to put together a system. You'll learn more about that, which became 5-Path. Well, then, about a year and a half ago, as I said, we moved here to Minnesota, to California from Minnesota, and I love it. I just absolutely love it. I have my screensaver on my computer. I have the weather in California and Minnesota. And even this time of the year, it's wonderful in California. It's raining, like, there's only like about three months of fair weather in Minnesota. It's like, okay, it's going to snow all winter long. And then you got like 2 months of messiness where the gravel from the roads and the mud and all that stuff is melting. And finally, around June, it gets better except for when it's raining. And then July's pretty good, except the mosquitoes now, which there's a state bird in Minnesota. It wants to carry you away if you go outside. And August is nice, except the humidity is so bad. And then September, you're already thinking about, I got to start getting things fixed up for winter again. And so I'm so happy to be here. I had a wonderful time in Minnesota, North Dakota. I love the people. But, it's hard to beat California weather for just quality of life. But it's expensive out here. Okay, that is my introduction about me. Anyone have any questions about me or my credentials or anything like that?
Why did you
get
the biker gang again?
Is this like a real like snapback polarity for law enforcement? Because they actually are very similar.
Yeah. And it was actually in my college days when I was in graduate school that I decided to do that. And I have a one percenter soul, and that is when I do something, I do it completely all the way. And the people who knew me said, how did you make this transformation so fast? Because real biker gangs are a closed society, and I was in like very quickly. And one thing I knew them from my intelligence background, and we shared a lot in common in our souls, and we were a good match, and I was in there pretty doggone quick. And so about all I have left from those days is what I learned about, what you learn, if you survive the biker lifestyle, what you will learn at a very deep level is a sense of brotherhood and what it's like to really be connected to individuals that you can trust. You also find out that the biker gangs are very, very much based upon military lifestyle, that they will call you civilians, and then they are the brotherhood. But there was some things I had that I didn't like about them. About 99% of it I liked a lot, but the very racist, at least in the area I was at, and I won't go into the rest of it. And I eventually got out of that. But I learned a lot, and it was a real important part of my education, as much as graduate school. Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos?
No, I never got tattoos because of my background in law enforcement, and I know how they use tattoos to identify people. And I've always had this paranoia against the government. So it's funny, I never did because of, I know that's how it's hard to become John Doe, you know, when you've got a certain tattoo. Part of my paranoia left over from both law enforcement and biking. I still won't sit in a restaurant unless I can see the door. Yeah. Anything else about my credentials or anything like that? Okay, I'm going to take just a 5-minute break to make sure that everything's going right with technology and stuff like that. And then what you're going to do is we're going to come back, and everybody's going to give their own little 1-minute commercial. And what we're going to want to know is basically who you are, where you're from, why you chose this training, any experience you have in hypnosis, which of course is not required, and what you'd like to do with what you learned in the class. So take a 5-minute break.
Is Lorraine going to be back from Singapore before the end of this?
Yeah, it looks like she will be.
I talked to her. I just moved from Singapore and had a lovely conversation
right?
with her on the phone.
Yeah,
anyway.
We're thinking Saturday.
Is everything okay, or is it a family emergency?
Oh, it's a family kind of medical thing.
Oh.
Okay, I've got to find some stuff. How's it going?
I started on the treadmill, and I went for my
in that hotel since October, living there. He's from Texas,
And he's doing some consulting work or something around here. So he was able to give me some information on the area, you know, to get. Yeah, it was nice to be able to visit with him. So
just I think it's a little request.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Disneyland. Anybody got any suggestions? Really? For the weekend, what are you going to do on Sunday and Saturday? Well,
actually, you know what? Actually, my friend is coming down to visit her boyfriend. So I'm going to go to the beach for the weekend. She's going to come pick me up.
We need a bodyguard?
And so, yeah, sure. But we're going to stay at this beach house.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? If that really nice guy is working at my desk, maybe we'll just ask him when he gets off at 11 o'clock if he's at the Chili Grocery.
Oh, shopping at 11. 11 at night. But Gary will be back on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he won't. Just 6 hours.
No. But he's only.
You know, I lived in Idaho. I may have like a leaf in the car.
Mine's at the office.
Could I have a
car? Cal can take your
headache away. Yeah. I think I'll go the drug route first.
I'm afraid I'm trying to be really good about
this. He's got three books. It's called One is Hypnosis, One is the Art of Hypnotherapy, and the other is on parts. He has three. And they're all over the place. And then the one on the very top, which is parts. I think that's the parts. Put all the parts together.
This is the second time with us.
Here, there's Kleenex right here.
Oh, no.
I'm glad I did that during the break, rather.
Oh, you were in jail. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're staying with her.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Volley. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Volley.
Nice to meet you. I came in a little later, and I wanted to ask you what those things stand for.
MA is from a Master of Arts degree in psychology.
Okay.
BCH, board certified hypnotist. MCPHI, master certified professional hypnosis instructor. OBC, Order of Braid Counsel.
Order of, I'm sorry,
Braid.
B-R-A-I-D. Counsel. Someone explain to me what that meant. Great, thank you.
It's an honorary counsel for people who've been around the profession for a while and have gray in their beards or hair.
Right. You can't receive any more awards.
Well, you get one once in a while, but you're kind of on notice that we're going to start giving it out to some younger people now. Yeah, great book.
She's actually trying to start a franchise.
Yep, you gotta have a system.
Well, it is, but it's also Wisconsin ethanol.
That's just level one. That's the first 2 days of class. All right. All right, that's the first of dinger. You guys are going to get to know the dinger real well. This is my classroom dinger. It's different than the dinger that you hear on my podcast. That's a little bit nicer when it's all bronze or brass or something, but this is my disposable dinger. Anyway, I'm going to be using this dinger in the class. I'll use it to signal classes begun. But probably more importantly, if you hear me ding this dinger at any other time, I'm about to say something that is so vitally important that if you don't understand what I just said, you're going to be confused for the rest of the class. Or you might fail the test. Or you probably will never make it in this profession. So it's a real important thing. Okay? I won't use it a lot. But when I do, you know, your ears should pop up and say, I've got to get what he's about to say.
You won't salivate then.
Some people salivate. All right. We'll do the people in class first, and then we'll have the people who are off-site on the internet do it. How's it going with our off-site grads? Is everybody functioning?
Yeah, everybody's functioning great.
Why do you have that there?
The machine just went down, so she can hear you while I get this back up.
Okay. Who's she? Celeste?
Celeste,
you and your computer, I tell you. Her computer's been really wacky lately. Okay. Well, she downloaded Skype and it took over her computer or something like that. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to kind of go around and around and around. And we just gave you a little cheat sheet of the minimum stuff we'd like to know. Let's start off with Sue.
Hey, I'm Sue. I'm from Wisconsin. I've been in public education all my life, the last 14 years as a high school guidance counselor. I heard about this because I went for hypnotherapy, and the person that hypnotized me had graduated from the course, and I was so impressed with it and had been thinking about making a career change that I decided I wanted to take the class. I've never hypnotized someone, but I've gone for hypnosis at different times throughout my life, and when I finish this, I would like to be the best hypnotherapist in Wisconsin.
Good. Thank you very much. Good, good. Sib?
Yes, I'm Sib, and I'm from Toronto, Canada. I've been practicing hypnosis for about 4 years now, and I have no practice. I'm also going to go through the graduate route, too, so apply to graduate school next year. I heard about you through Peggy Sue, I think, who took your course in which, I think she was in Minnesota. Let's see what else. I've also read about you online and, you know, you're pretty well considered one of the top people. So I always try to train with the top people. I've also been training with Milton Erickson Foundation, so I have a lot of experience with that. I've been hypnotized before. I do a lot of self-hypnosis. When I hypnotize people, I find myself going into hypnosis myself. So I'm pretty hypnotizable now. And when I graduate, I would like to master quick inductions, and I'd like to master age regression really well. So, like, reliable age regression. I don't do that great right now. And some of the more like stronger hypnotic phenomena, like amnesia and automatic writing, that kind of stuff.
Wonderful. One of the things that really separates your average hypnotist and a one percenter is mastering age regression. And you're really going to get what you need to understand and to master age regression. Age regression is when a person relives an earlier event in their life from the perspective of that earlier self, like of the five-year-old. It's not just remembering. It's not just a visualization exercise, but a reliving. And the word for that is revivification. And so that's one of the things we'll spend a significant amount of time on. Thank you, Sid. Yeah. Michael?
Yes, well, my first name is really Glendon, but it's a Canadian name, so since I'm from Canada, I kind of worked on down from that snow, because I married a European wife who was from the Mediterranean, so we're in Texas now. Basically Houston, Texas.
So what do you like to be called?
Michael's really, really good.
Okay.
I've got a really varied background. I spent a couple of years in medical school, but decided to keep my family. It was a very difficult decision to make. Then I spent 4 years in seminary, kind of part-time, to be ordained as a deacon. That's 23 years. Finished my doctorate degree in education. Just retired from the Houston Police Department, where I prepared a lot of...
I haven't got anything against cops.
Or I've prepared... Actually, I can identify what you're saying. I was not an officer. I wasn't. And that, it was them and us. Different mentality. I finished high school and I had a doctorate, and it was like, you ain't nothing. Type attitude. But I would prepare and find training for the command staff. And we taught something very interesting. A guy by the name of Michael Bosch, you may know him, you may not, he taught forensic hypnosis at the academy, which we would regress individuals back to an issue because of fright or fear, they'd shut down, and we'd be able to identify individuals or perpetrators, and that holds up in court in Texas. So that's valid information. It was really awesome. It just blew my mind away. And I've been in this about 12 years, have my own practice. All of a sudden, I stumbled upon something I had saved, and it pointed right to Cal. And so I sent away for his DVDs. I got the course, and I'll tell you, I just started crying when I saw Gada going through the pain. It just really affected me. I said, man, I got to learn more of this stuff. So I'm in practice right now with a psychiatrist and two psychologists, and I need more information. I mean, I get people that are coming to me that are anxious, and I feel bad. Many of them I can help, and others I can't, and I feel so inept.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about the five-path DVD.
Yeah,
side,
that
right?
is phenomenal. That is phenomenal, but it doesn't answer all those questions.
I know. It's a three-day. It's the last 7 days of this course boiled down to 3 days and then edited down to 16 hours. It's the bare minimum you need to do five-path. But we're going to spend a lot more time. We're going to get your questions answered.
And just one other thing is I've been teaching in college as adjunct for 25 years. And Cal is one of the finer instructors, and that's by way of video that I've ever seen. Patient, caring, and he seems to really care what he's doing. And that comes across.
I'm still working on the patient part. But
well, that's good. When you get your doctor, you have patients.
Yeah. Thank you. Because I do get a little angry sometimes, but don't take it personal. It's just a time crunch that makes me angry sometimes. Good. Let's see. How did you hear about us? Our school and stuff?
Oh, yes. I was going through some old patter scripts, and I had an information about you that was like 6 years old. I did a download from the internet. I said, man, this looks great. I went online. I said, aha. I got a hold of Celeste, and the rest is history.
And... have you ever been hypnotized yourself?
Only by my wife. When she talks to me. No, I don't believe I have. I'm very analytical, so I try not. I try to process.
We'll show you how to overcome that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
I'm John Kane, and originally from Ireland, but I live in New York, Albany, New York. And just brought this.
Absolutely. There you go.
Thanks. I guess my background, I grew up in a kind of, emotionally tough kind of background, and left me with a lot of questions about, myself and life, and just about psychology and stuff like that. So, I got into drugs and alcohol and all that stuff, and then recovery from that, left me with more questions. So I'd been through kind of age regression stuff before therapy, but it wasn't under hypnosis, and it was pretty, it was like psychedelic, it was pretty traumatic kind of stuff. And just left me with a lot of anger and stuff, which, I eventually resolved it. Eventually came across Cal system, and it's just so gentle. I came here with Cal, put me through the works, and it was just amazing. It was so gentle, and so it was a complete resolution. That's what I really liked. And I've always been interested in finding some way to help people with the same kind of problems, similar emotional trauma and stuff like that, because it's very hard to overcome that stuff with talk therapy. So anyway, I could go on and on, but the system maybe. My sister actually, my two sisters have come home and worked with Carol, and that's how I heard about it. I've been hypnotized, and I really feel that, I've been waiting for years to get to this place to learn this, and I really feel like I want to master it so I can work with people. I'm actually an accountant, but I feel that I've kind of worked with a career change.
I think you've got a really, since you've got that accounting background, that's probably the weakness a lot of people have. A lot of people that are attracted to a course like this, the same people that are attracted to social work and coaching and hairstyling, and they're people, and they don't have the number crunching business kind of background. So with what you learn in the course and what you already know from your professional experience, I think you are just going to have a leg up on everyone. Also, you're going to be what I call a true believer, and that is, all of you folks in here that have not been through the process, to one degree or another, have some level of skepticism. It's normal. But you take someone that's gone through the process and or had a family member or both, it's like, they don't have to be sold. They know. And they know that when they see a client, that if it isn't moving along as quickly, it's not the system's fault. They just need to brush up on some things that, it's going to work out if you learn the process and stuff. Good, thank you. Your name tag slipped over, so I
go. Oh, I'm Mark Bertone.
Hi, Mark.
I'm from nearby Irvine, California. I practiced law for 15 years. I was a retail executive for 15 years, and I've most recently started a new career as a marriage and family therapist. I'm on my way to hopefully being licensed in a while from now. Right now I'm an intern. And I'm working in a private practice in Laguna Hills, and I'll be working in the local schools to get my children hours starting next school season. And I heard about you on the internet. That was kind of a synchronistic thing for me. Why I chose this course was because of your reputation and because of the certification that the course offers at the end. To provide credibility to my would-be clients. I have been hypnotized before. I was hypnotized in my Psychology 101 class in front of 200 other students. And then 10 years ago, I was hypnotized to successfully quit smoking.
Yeah.
And what I would like to do with this information is to use hypnotherapy as a tool for my clients. specifically with phobias or anxieties or addictions, doing age regression to help healing, you know, those inner child wounds that we all have.
Good. And, you know, it's really nice when people like Mark, they're already kind of plugged into a client load, and you can immediately start using it. It's a little bit more challenging for people who, maybe you're switching professions and that kind of thing, but hey, I did it. I mean, we moved into an area we didn't know anyone and started from scratch. But if you already have a client load or access to some clients, you can, it's really important that you start using what you get in class right away. The sooner you can use it, the more you're confident you're going to be in applying what you learned in class. Thank you, Mark.
Hi. Hello.
Fausti.
I'm Fausti. I'm from Barcelona, from Spain. And I need a lot of days to come to in English. But I understand.
So do I.
And I'm a chemical engineer. And my wife and I bought a pharmacy. That was about 10 years ago, and I always worked there in the pharmacy until out of the world. And so now I have to change job. and I studied about 2 years ago, hypnosis in Spain, but it was compared with what we have in the States, I think it's really progressive relaxation.
That's mostly what we have in
no
the state.
Regression, I think, and so on. I didn't enjoy it very much, but I was still interested. So I looked over the internet and found you and Jerry Kine. And I chose this one because of the schedule. And I know that you studied there and you have very identified path. So I said, okay, I bought the course from Jerry Kine. And I can do it. So I will do.
A little bit of both, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I think what you're going to find is we're going to really organize what you know into a process that's going to make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've been hypnotized before, and with the students of my class in Spain, and I would like to work. In October, I will open my office to be a psychologist. So I will continue to help people instead of selling drugs with the numbers.
Good. Thank you very much. I think you're going to be very happy. Yes, Lynn.
My name is Lynn Arnold. Where are you from? It's interesting. I just recently relocated 2 weeks ago back to my hometown of Rapid City, South Dakota, in Black Hills, after 17 years away, the last 12 overseas, and I just moved after 3 years in Singapore. So it was in Singapore that I actually became interested in hypnotherapists. I took a course that Cal had actually trained in also 1 year Singapore sessions, and that was just a really powerful experience. And then I had a friend from Australia who's a practicing hypnotherapist in Singapore, and he had given me, he was at a county fair, because my background's in education, and so he was at this little fair in our school and selling these CDs, and there was one on test anxiety, and I was taking this recertification test. I said, oh, I should get that for myself, because I'm already saying I'm going to fail this test. So he just gave it to me, which was the smartest move he ever made, because I ended up listening to this, and it was called Enhancing Student Performance, and a thing on relaxation and test anxiety and student focus, and ended up buying a bunch for my students. And one girl, I just saw this CD, had one student who had asthma, really, really bad. She was starting to bring on emotionally, stress herself out and causing asthma attacks. And then, you know, the nurse would call saying, at least in the office, and I said, well, that's interesting, we have a test in 5 minutes. And she'd say, but it's real. I mean, she can't breathe, she needs. And so I gave her the CD and made a promise, said, can you promise to listen to this every day? And it had gotten out of control, and she said yes. And I watched this kid over a few months just transform. So the mind is a powerful thing. And when I found out that this course, I looked online and was like, wow, this is the guy that wrote this. Some bad book that I've got. And the course timed with when I get from there. So I would like to do something with children when I've done this, because I see a lot of things with a huge increase in the amount of asthma and autism, and I've done some, read some books on how chemotherapy has been effective with autistic kids, and so it's just a whole new world of possibilities.
And you're a seven paths practitioner? You've learned seven paths?
I've learned it. I'm not saying, it's sporadic. Yeah, that totally led me to get back to relocating to focus on, okay, what do you really want out of life? So,
good. Seven Path is the self-hypnosis that we teach here, mind-body-spirit approach. And but that's going to be the biggest surprise on the class, because we don't promote that much in promoting the class. And but it's going to be at least... if you're impressed at all with the class, it'll be 50% of what you're impressed with, because it's an incredible process. See you nodding your head.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lynn. Mitch?
My name's Mitch. I'm originally from Elk Grove, California, but I've lived in Texas around the Dallas area for the last 19 years. I graduated from UC Davis with a physics degree and then worked for Texas Instruments, and I'm still in the industry. And I just got a promotion, and I'm headed to Singapore for a contract of 2 years.
Oh, excellent. I'll give you a lot of tips.
And
great food.
Yeah.
I gain about a pound a day. I could never live there. At the end of the year, I'd be 340 pounds.
I love it, too. I mean, Indian food for breakfast and then Chinese food for the rest of the day. I actually read your book before I had heard of your courses or anything.
Which book?
This one, Hypnosis. And I've had an interest since junior high school, but I tried to hypnotize someone back then and failed, and then dropped the interest till my junior year in college, and then picked it up, and it's been off and on my whole life. But I saw you on YouTube and some of the interviews you've done, and it was just great. And then I was looking for something to push me to the next level, and wanted a course, a live course that I could learn. And I played around with hypnotizing myself through self-hypnosis. When I had a really bad headache, I tried some of the techniques in other books, and I came up with a post-hypnotic suggestion for just using a windshield wiper, like, and just erasing the headache. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it seemed to work.
Good.
And after this course, I'd like to help out friends and family. I've already got coworkers at work that are begging me to help them with various things. I mean, mostly like weight control or smoking. And there's even other things. Someone had stage fright and they wanted to help with them.
It's easy. We do it all the time. Good. One of the things is, I hear you guys talking. I want to tell you, it's incredible you're able to take 2 weeks off of your schedule to come here. And it's not, maybe it's your vacation time or whatever. At least it's in California, you get the weekend off, you go to Disneyland or Universal Studios or something. But it's not easy to take 2 weeks off of your schedule and stuff like that. Thank you, Mitch. Next.
Well, this is the first time I've ever taken this 2 weeks off, so this is wonderful. My name is Gabrielle Rodriguez, and I'm from Sugarland. That's near Houston. And I've been a licensed professional counselor in the state of Texas for about 5 years or so. Before that, I was a secretary and aerobic instructor for 21 years. Anyway, but was always interested in psychology, so I went back to school and got my master's. And I would love to have a private practice. I've worked a little in pain management, which I do not love, and I've worked with a juvenile detention center with kids, I do a little, one of my jobs is in substance abuse, and what I do that is similar to hypnosis, I guess, was just the progressive muscle relaxation and guided imagery, and things like that, however, but I've never been hypnotized. Other than reading the induction script. I think I kind of hypnotized myself, I think. But I really would like, I'm in foster care right now at DeFelta Children's Center.
Aren't you a little old for that? Not quick in the morning.
I was a really good foster child, right. But I really would like to start a private practice, and it really it needs to be something totally different than what I'm doing now in foster care. I'm not a therapist right now, but I manage clinicians, so I don't do therapy, although that is my passion.
So
I'll be. Clinicians are a therapist. They report to me, so I really don't do therapy. You know, I do therapy with my therapist, I suppose. So, but I'm not doing what I love. You know, I'm not doing what I love. And I would love to have a private practice. And I heard about you through my primary care physician, my doctor. And he's a really nice guy. I went to for a cold or something. And he was talking about weight loss. He's got your tapes. And I said, oh, who was this guy? And So I checked out your website. I was very interested, and he said, yeah, you know, I can use his office on the weekends, and he's not using it. So, I mean, I have a place to, you know, I can start my private practice, and I needed something that was not a conflict of interest where I am now. I need to be doing something totally different so it cannot be seen as a conflict of interest. Mm. And so I thought if I promoted myself in this way, I mean, there's no way it's anything like foster care or adoption or anything. It's just totally, totally different. So it's something that I want to start immediately when I get back.
Thank you very much. Gabrielle, right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
My name is Kim Bachball. I reside on the central coast of California around San Luis Obispo, a little slice of paradise. But I'm sorry, I didn't realize you had to be from Texas to be in that class. Can I still attend? So anyhow. Boy, my background. I'm on life number 6 in this lifetime. I'm originally from Indiana, graduated from Indiana University School of Medicine and Environmental Health Science. I was talking to Michael and he said, you're a law enforcement? And I said, no. And then I realized I actually was. I ran the health department in southeastern Idaho, in Bear Lake County, Caribou County. And so that was an interesting thing. And I had those enough of public employment. I took a bump up to air quality in Boise and then could stand up. It was like 2 years of government. And got out and promptly found there were no jobs on the market, so I took a PhD in people. I got into the car business. It's much like being in a motorcycle gang. And you will learn a lot about people in that business. And so I was that for a while, and I got in RVs for a while, moved to Tacoma. And somebody along the way, I had also had developed a cigarette smoking, probably pot smoking habit as well, and I think I actually auto-hypnotized myself and quit many, many, many years ago, and it started for a very brief period of time, and I could not figure out how I quit, and I figured it out, and did it again, so that was took about 8 or 9 years, and eventually got into the computer business, but along the way had somebody drag me off to the Washington Psychic Institute, where I probably wanted to stay. Started fantasizing like I did when I had mono as a kid, all the TV shows I watched, and about fell off my chair because the people who were doing demonstrations were doing everything that was going on in my dream, and about fell off the chair, and the head of the institute just said, you're really good, you know, you need to do all these weird psychic readings and stuff. So I started on a very strange spiral, ended up in the computer business. We were the first to buy and sell some microsystems when most people hadn't heard of it. Mostly used, and ended up starting our own business. And through that rough transition of life, I made a ton of money, lost it all, and ended up on my ear and became a meditation teacher. I studied in Thailand with a friend of mine, and then I studied healing in Thailand for a period of about 10 years. I'd go out to the village with the shamans, and it was very, very effective. It was very potent. I was probably one of the faster students in there. I learned to pull stuff out using an ivory knife. Pull stuff out of the body, bring it up to the skin, make a boil happen, and it would disappear in an hour and a half. And then one of the more dramatic things, which gave me great trepidation, is that they would use these cigars to heal, do healing. And the most potent cigar is 100% very ancient herb used in healing arts around the world called tobacco. And I think people smell a problem coming. And it worked great. I was one of the faster ones. I came back to the States. Wonderful stuff could happen. Only there were not very many people that could do the work on me, so I started to self-administer. Caused a bit of a problem. And I was doing these great sessions. My very first session was in Minnesota. I was teaching meditation. One of the naturopaths said, "We do some private sessions. I'll send you some clients." The first guy that walks through the door is a psychotherapist and his wife. I'm like, oh boy. And I ended up doing an age regression on a psychotherapist, which was really interesting. I've been to like one or two John Bradshaw courses just in the process of learning life. And apparently I didn't do too bad because he got what he wanted. And he didn't criticize my work, and I felt pretty good about it. And then I had psychologists in Seattle bring me their clients. They brought two types of clients. Ones that were very strong, just getting, you know, couldn't hurt them. And the other ones were so screwed up and so messed up that, you know, nothing could hurt them. You know, they're on the slide. And, you know, you're either going to save them or they're going to go into a funny farm. And I did real well with those, so that was it. But using tobacco was not one of the things you can actually hang and shingle up and do it. So anyhow, I ended up with a smoking habit, got married, lovely Angela, and we moved to San Luis Obispo because I couldn't take Southern California's traffic and some of the other stuff. And that's where we are. I ended up going for hypnosis formally to quit smoking, which was a little different, a little tougher than quitting cigarettes because it was coupled with healing. And I'm certified by Smoke Free International to do that, but I keep getting people that want weight loss and all sorts of other cool stuff. And it would be nice not to have to talk like a shaman. It'd be nice just to relate to people. And I would like to learn and streamline the process. I think a lot of the art, I will try and not let my background interfere with my future. And we researched you online and liked what we saw, and this felt like this was the place to go, so here I am. And I'm not from Texas. And I would like to be absolutely the best of the best. I'm kind of one of those, like, maybe not 1%, but 1.5%. Or my toe in that 1%, would like to jump all the way in.
Thank you very much. Let's see.
Hi.
Akiko? Akiko?
Yes, my name is Akiko Nakayama, from Japan, but now living in Latin America. But I feel so nervous because everybody is so great. So I have no experience. I'm a sushi chef. So if you like a sushi, I'm going to make you. I never heard about hypnotherapy, but when I went to traffic school, the instructor was hypnotherapist, and I felt so power from him, so I researched it where I could learn like a hypnotherapy or something like this. And I saw you from YouTube. So I decided I wanna take his class, your class. So, and I researched it, and I found your name, and I got this class, and I feel so great. I haven't been, hypnotized before, no. After I take this class, hopefully I can work a part-time job. If it doesn't work, I gonna take more class. And if I do well, I wanna be a hypnotherapist.
Good. Great. And where do you live now?
Laguna Niguel.
Laguna Niguel. Okay. So, you understand me okay? Okay. Good. I understand you okay also. Thank you for coming.
Astra. I'm from San Diego. I recently moved there from LA.
I'm a senior vice president of marketing for a financial communications company, which is a big long term that says, I work with the stock market, and I work with old white guys, millions of dollars. And being as young as I am and female, it's a little bit of a challenge. My background, so diverse from my young years, but on the hypnotherapy side, I actually deal with a lot of sexual abuse victims through the arts of BDSM. And a lot of people don't understand the connection between hypnosis and BDSM, but because you have someone in a very susceptible state, you're able to overcome a lot of sexual issues, anxieties, traumas, etc. And I didn't even realize it, but I was doing age regression up 3 years ago to currently with a lot of these victims. And I heard about your course through the LA Somnambulists, and I've worked with them for a little bit of time, and I'm also on a lot of boards, Hypnosis Technique Exchange, etc. And I've been hypnotized before many times. I prefer hypnotizing people because you get to have a little peek inside their brain and able to tweak the messages that they're telling themselves in order to produce the outcome that they're wanting or that they're ready for. And I find that supremely interesting, and it coincides with all of my career stuff as well, because the same techniques that you use, rapport, communication, etc., are able to help you in a one-on-one interview with someone that they have $5 million on the table, and you have to convince them to give $5 million over to someone who doesn't have a college degree and who's 20, 30, 40 years younger than them and who's female. And it's actually quite a step up. And what I like to do with this information is to pretty much round out my skills and kind of pursue the avenues which I have delved into, go a little bit further into the age regression hypnotherapy, spread out more into things such as past life regression, pain management, and I'm also in pregnant 6 months, so I believe it'll help me for the childbirth. So, sure. In a nutshell.
Great. Thank you, Astra. I think that being 6 months pregnant is a great time to take the course, as opposed to 9 months pregnant. Because then I'd be nervous. Yeah, sure. And you've heard of hypnobirthing and these different kinds of things.
Babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. Who do we have back here? Amy.
My name's Amy. I grew up in Oregon, but I live in Brooklyn. Degree in chemistry, and I'm currently at a contact lens company, and I don't like it.
I'm going to have you speak a little bit because I got some outside noise, okay?
Okay. I heard about this course, and I chose this course because of my hypnotherapist and mentor, Sandra Allerton. I guess it was in the last year or two that I decided that I'd like to do what she does.
Is she a graduate of our course?
She is. And yeah, that's what I like to do with this information.
Beautiful. Thank you. Short and sweet. That's what I like. Talk about your talk. Yeah. Okay. Susanna?
I'm Susanna. I live in Houston. I've for many years. My background, experience. I've worked for, I had a day job working for a food broker, and that's really pretty dead end. Which led me to last year taking a course with SFI, Smoke Free International. Help people stop smoking in just 1 hour. Lifetime guarantee. And that's...
Is that true?
No.
What's the guarantee? If they don't quit smoking.
You can come back. If you ever start back again, give me a call.
And you can have more of what didn't work in the first place.
Well, that's why I'm here. We have really felt.
Well, one of the things I'm going to teach you is do not guarantee your work. Professionals don't guarantee their work. The lawyer doesn't guarantee you're going to win the case. The teacher doesn't guarantee you're going to pass the test. Okay, the doctor doesn't guarantee you're going to survive. Professionals don't guarantee their work. As soon as they start guaranteeing something, where you're working with people, it's a scam. Okay? Either the guarantee is probably worthless. Like, for example, these guarantees where I guarantee that you'll stop smoking. Oh, or what? Well, or you can have more of what didn't work for you. And that our profession is not going to get anywhere if we keep doing stuff like that. So, nothing against you guys. You're dissatisfied with that approach, or you wouldn't be here. But there's a couple of things that I am, you know, everybody's got their cause, you know. And I have two causes that you'll hear me really vocal about in the world of hypnosis. One is the guarantee. You know, that's not what professionals do, because we realize there's a human factor. And so if you start guarantee human behavior, then you're out in the land of la la. We can increase probabilities, but we can't guarantee it. Second is PhD in clinical hypnotism or doctorate in hypnotherapy and all that crap. I said it. Crap. Okay. That's a disservice to the profession, because we want to be respected by people who have real PhDs. And we start hawking these different, it's called a DCH, doctorate in clinical hypnotherapy. And we hurt the entire profession when we do that kind of thing. So if you go out and you get one of those, just about everybody who's anybody in this profession laugh behind your back, if not to your face. So do not do that. If you want a degree, get a real degree. If you want to have a license, then get a real degree that will get you a license. But don't go get one of those. And you know what? I've had these people tell me, well, you know, it took me 2 years to get this PhD. I had to read 80 books. Well, go, you know, it does matter, because it's not a regionally accredited degree. Just because you read a bunch of books doesn't mean that what you've learned is up to academia levels. There's certain things, like if you get a psychology degree, it needs to be approved by the American Psychological Association and so on. And there is no American Hypnosis Association or something like that that corresponds. So do not, and if, you know, if you've got one of those DCHs, Doctorate in Clinical Hypnotherapy, please just don't even tell me about it. I don't want to know. The fact that you're in my class shows you how much you learned from that. So those are my two causes. And on my blog, calbanion.com, I have the Hypnosis Manifesto, and I talk about that kind of thing, about where we need to be going in the short term, medium term, and in the long term in the profession, if we're going to, you know, get where a lot of us want to go. I'm sorry for interrupting you. Inspire me.
Yes. Anyway, I did that about a year and a half ago, and I do that on the side, really. And after a while, it didn't really seem to, you know, move people coming back. And it really didn't make a whole lot of sense to just go, okay, you know, do they bust this down? You will never smoke again. Bye now. It was like putting a rug over it. I mean, some people can stop with just suggestion, and some people need to have more help with it. And why did you start in the first place? And through my friend, she did a lot more research than I did with my day job. It just made a lot of sense. What you said, you introduced me to your stuff. God, that just makes so much sense to the bypass stuff. And it really intrigued me. Got all excited and set off at the door, so been excited ever since.
Oh, you did the DVD course?
DVD. But the confidence level is still not there. I still feel like a one-trick pony so far. After this, I would like to get to help people. I had a very repressed childhood and life, and I got pretty proud of that too in our family. I struggled for 20, 25 years. It's kind of been one trying one thing and then the other, knowing it could be better, but not really knowing how to get there. And I can't really turn to anybody and say, here, let me help you do this and this and this, this and this and this and this and this. And this just seems like, wow, if I could get 5-6 sessions to help people get where it took me 20 years to get, wow.
That's right. It's wow. It really is wow. And people will, you graduate this program and you really learn what's going on. You're going to be giving people experiences that they'll remember for the rest of their life, because it'll be the time when they came to that fork in the road and they really made a long-lasting change. Because we're going to get right down inside. I remember I got done with one lady doing a session. I said, and you do feel good, don't you? She looked at me and says, I feel like I've been filleted. You know, because there's so much stuff that we bury and keep down. And 5F process pretty much, you know, rips it all open, and you can go in there and start taking this stuff out. And so it's pretty exciting stuff. Yeah. Thank you very much. Let's see. Dee?
I'm Dee Wall from the Houston area. And, Texas is pretty well represented here. Something happened to the consciousness in Texas. I did my first hypnosis session when I was in eighth grade. Like Cal's family, my dad had psychology and hypnosis books everywhere. So I decided I'd hypnotize my aunt. And then I did some reading. I read Edgar Casey and found out that what he did, he was able to do because someone hypnotized him. Took my first class, I don't know, in 81, formal class, and have been taking some different classes ever since. I studied with Dr. Art Winkler, and he came over to our church, and a lot of us studied with him. I've studied with Ann King and done SFI as well. I took a little turn and did some healing schools and consciousness work, and really loved that. But there was just something that kept drawing me back, you know, into hypnosis. So anyway, after SFI, I started researching. It's like, okay, I want a system, because I had other people. I had people come to me for other things, and it's like, I don't want to be digging through stuff or trying to go where do I go with this person. It's like, I know somebody has already created a system. I just got to find that person. So I went on Paul McKenna's site because there was Ellen DeGeneres, and you were on there somewhere, and I was like, who's that guy? I want to find him. So
who is that good-looking hypnotist?
I can't even remember. It was something, you know how that works. It's like, so I went to your site, and I was like, all right, I like how this guy talks. He's talking, you know, system. I like this idea, because I knew there had to be a more efficient way of working than what I was doing. And so what I did is I went on your site, and I found Celeste, because interestingly enough, she had studied with fellow that I had actually studied with, and I wanted her opinion. Like, she studied with you, she studied this other way, what did she think? And she's like, you're going to love this. I said, okay, great. So I really liked that there was somebody who would talk to me. She called me right back, and I like that. I have had a desire, what I've come to realize, is to get free myself and help other people get free of whatever it is that is interfering in their life, not being the way that they want it.
And careful what you wish for, Dee.
I know, and I just know, and I know some of those things are little, and some of those things are big. I mean, when you talk to people about smoking, people don't a lot of times understand how people really feel about something running their life instead of them, and how important that is. And we look at it and go, oh, man, how can you do that? Or, you know, but whenever you really get down to the feeling level. So I decided I'm going back, you know, into hypnosis. So here I am. I've been hypnotized lots. And what I want to do after I graduate is just do more of this, you know, and be more efficient and be the best that I can be.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dee. Bully?
I'm Bobby Young. I'm originally from Hawaii, and I just moved 7 days ago to Marin County. This is my year of education. I have to go back to Hawaii in about 2 years to get my mom. I have a deep interest in hypnotherapy. It started with the hypnotherapist back there in Hawaii. I had an issue that I just couldn't shake, and it profoundly changed my life. I think it made a statement. So anyway, I wanted to go to the best schools in the nation, and I found two, and I actually graduated in March from the Hypnotherapy Training Institute. It's ran by Church of Marty Mogar. I respect them both very much, but it was a toss-up. They get into history and background. I talked to your wife. I talked about 5 or 6 graduates, including this last half year. It was wonderful. And decided to go to both because of the 5-pack and the 7-pack. Like Dee, I want to get free myself. And I also want to help people. I want to do work that is rewarding, where I can see the results of having an effect, a positive effect on my life. But I have personal goals. I haven't worked in 7 years. My background is very, very varied. Most recently, I was a floral designer for 15 years or now. But I haven't worked in 7 years, and my confidence level is very low. And when I graduated from the other school, a lot of personal things happened in my life, and I didn't even practice once on anybody. So again, I do want to get free and be able. I want to be an expert in therapies. I want to be the best. I want to be super highly effective. And know what I'm doing. I'm the type of person that I have to know what I'm doing or don't feel comfortable doing it, especially when I'm in the space of effectiveness.
You willing to work for it?
Yes.
Study it?
Yeah.
Then you can have it. Great. Thank you very much. We're going to spend a total of probably about 3 minutes on the history of hypnosis. It's a wonderful subject. It's terribly interesting, but isn't very useful in getting your clients help. If you guys were studying a bachelor's degree or associate arts degree or something like that in hypnosis, definitely has its place. Definitely. But I just don't have time to spend with you doing anything except stuffing as much real practical stuff you can use every day kind of stuff in your head as I possibly can. And so there's a chapter in the manual on, a small short chapter on the history of hypnosis, and I'll spend 5-3 minutes on it in the class. Highly recommend you go get a book on it if you're interested. Great, it's wonderful. We got all kinds of cool characters in the process. But I really have not found it very useful when I sit down in that office with a client. Maybe if you were going to do research, then knowing the antecedents and all that kind of stuff to theories and would be useful. So we'll have you, our specialist in the history of hypnosis. Yeah, good. All right. Let me introduce Mark Drucker. He's one of our, the other hypnotherapist here, and we're going to be doing a lot of practice starting tomorrow. Every day, practicing what you learn in class. And Mark will be in and out helping you with that. I find that when if I get in there too soon, I may get nervous and you forget. But if I have someone else like Mark, who graduated not that long ago, he could say, I sat in that chair and I'm in that office, this stuff works, you don't have to change anything. Until you know what you're doing, if you change anything, you're probably going to be weakening the process, that kind of thing. Mark, you want to say a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. First of all, learning directly from Cal is a great thing. It's been a pleasure taking this course. I sat in the chair that you're sitting over there. It's your name.
Good luck, Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, I'm sorry.
All right, goodbye.
That was my chair.
How long ago did you graduate?
I graduated in March.
You're the intern report.
Yeah, I'm the intern report. And I've been working with Cal very closely. Started seeing clients right after I graduated. And I improved really quickly. I know we'll skip around a little bit, but the key to success is to do exactly what Cal tells us to do. It's a rhyme and a reason for everything in 5PEP. It's a completely organized program that if you follow, it'll help you accomplish all your goals, help your client achieve the success that they came in to see you for, and then some. But there's a rhyme and reason for everything, so it's best to stick to everything. If you have a question, why do you say it like this, why do you say that, ask, because there's a very good reason. My background is pretty varied. I'm originally from New York City, and I've been out here for 3 years. I ran a business in New York for 7 years. I was an educator, then got a master's degree in education, special education. I moved out to California, and love it out here. And I've been here, like I said, for about 3 years. And I was hypnotized to quit smoking back 11 years ago. I was a smoker. I smoked for quite some time, and I was hypnotized by someone whose skills and abilities are much, much less, much, much less powerful, much less knowledgeable than what I've learned from the two of the classes. And so it's a real exciting career. I just love what I do. I just love it. And so I graduated from a class in March, roughly, and I've been working for Cal ever since. I want to work for the best and be the best. And I feel very comfortable. I hope that'll change my situation here with Cal in the future. Possibly calling as a full-time permanent. I have this form. I usually work 3-5 days a week. It varies, but I'm looking to stay with Cal and stay with 5PEP because it's just incredible. Incredible. You'll see for yourself. I don't want to give anything away. And that's it.
Mark, I want you to think about your first day of class, your first hour of class. What do you wish you would have known then that you know now?
I wish I would have known how profoundly this would change my life. Both not the 5PEP, but the 7PEP, how much peace and inner peace it would give me. Also, practice. And you can start having the ability by 5:30 today to start practicing the inductions. Practice. Go home. Practice. Read all the books. Read the black book you were given. The book that was co-written by Cal Banyan and Jerry Kine on hypnotherapy techniques. You all should have a copy of that book. And as you continue in your career, keep reading that book. You learn things, you feel very comfortable and confident in what you do. Read it again a
bring out new meaning, new meaning to what you thought you already knew. You'll see it in fresh eyes. So just practice and listen very carefully and follow techniques literally, because every word has purpose. Every word has a rhyme and reason.
Yeah, I'm very literal, and what I say, it's exactly what I mean. I mean, I'm very literal. You don't have to try to second guess what I'm saying. You know, if I say, if I tell you when the client emerges, the best thing you could possibly say is, and you do feel good, don't you? Then I want you to use those words. They're time tested, true words. Why we do that. Mark, out of all the support materials, what was the most useful for you after class?
Without a doubt, the Bolson materials. You may not know what Bolson's name for. It's Bannon Online Supervision Meetings. And Cal has about 25 different CDs and DVDs, ranging from what ifs, you know, specializing all the different areas of 5-PAP and 7-PAP. Yeah, if you want to specialize in working on informed child technique, focusing on doing the greatest age regression, my favorite CD is the 100 What Ifs. You just go through the whole 5-PAP phase to phase of questions that people have asked Cal. What if this happens? What if that? Who do I do in this situation? And you just listen to it over and over. And in a little while, you're going to find something very unusual happen. Number one, the bell. I hear it every day. I listen to those tapes every day. I'm better and better and better. The CDs, I should say, not the tapes. I forgot what they were in. That they were in. You learn just so much from listening to them. They're incredible products. They're just incredible. And whatever you want to perfect yourself in, I say buy everyone and listen to everything. And being that I've worked here for many months now, I've had access to listen to just about everything. And I just eat it up and use the bell in there too. So you can do that. And then when you're in session, it's great because you're sitting, working with the client, confidence is up, and all of a sudden, all the things that you've heard and studied from Cal comes out of your mouth, and you're almost channeling Cal. And that is great. Gives you the confidence, and gives you the results. You can get very used to that voice. You can get very used to that energy. You can get very used to that bell.
That's right.
It's a big part of my life. Between that and 7-PAP, it's just incredible. 5-PAP gave me a career that I love and want to continue to excel at. 7-PAP gave me a way of life that's individual to me that you'll all find special and unique to each of you. But I don't want to get ahead of this now.
Poor Mark. Once a week, we videotape all of our sessions here. And we pull one of his tapes or two of his tapes, and he sits there and I sit there. And I drag him over the coals. I go, or whatever. I'll say, oh, that was really good. Sometimes I just like, where'd you get that from? You know, seemed like a good idea at the time. You know, but when you have that kind of close supervision, you get good fast. Isn't that right?
That's correct. Every supervision I usually leave, Cal's tough. I leave learning a lot. Pages and pages of notes, and I'm very enthusiastic about seeing that next client and doing whatever phase or the client phase we're working on, or whatever phase is just reviewed of mine. Of course, the other half of me is like, oh my God, Cal picked it apart, and I got a word wrong, I counted from one up to five instead of one down to five, and now I'm going to torture myself for a week or two.
And then you expose yourself on the website group.
Yeah.
On your group. Thank you.
You guys have access to that?
Well, she does.
I did the DVDs. And
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great to review. It's great to do the
DVDs. But, I mean, to go through it with Cal and then turn around and go and type it out and put it out there for the rest of us to see. Thank you.
I try to share what I've learned. I don't try to share all the tears and the
gnashing of teeth and all that stuff.
Yeah, all the hurt and pain and self.
That dreadful look I get on my face.
Yeah.
He comes in, he's thinking, I'm going to show this hour-long session, and then we spend an hour on the first 5 minutes of the session.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like
having
good stuff. Yeah, that's what I
but you're having success.
Great, incredible
of course.
Success.
I mean, it's like they're
all,
not...
All my smokers quit smoking.
All right.
My drinkers stopped drinking. My weight loss people lost weight. I mean, I've seen all kinds of strange stuff. I mean, people come in for... Whatever they come in, I specialize in it. I do it all the time. It's all the same. I don't think it's your time down. It's really all the same.
See, now he's warmed up.
Yeah.
How do you think, what's that word? Oy vey?
Sorry. Yeah, Cal likes to bust my chops a lot. I like that. I'm a New Yorker, I can take it. Being that he's definitely my superior, my supervisor, I'll take his abuse. And I mean, I've learned from the greatest in the world. I mean, I don't know. I've read a lot. Been online and exposed myself to all kinds of forms of hypnotherapy. I've been practicing as an amateur for over 11 years. And what I learned from Cal has to be the finest program in the world. It's just everything has a rhyme and reason to it. Everything breeds success. And of course, practice breeds success. So pay attention, listen hard, ask questions. Cal can be very, very patient.
Okay. One of the things he talked about is abandoning online supervision meeting CDs. And one of the things that really bugged me about this course is that I have so much material to give you and in so little time to do it. And I've taught a lot of people everything they know about hypnosis, but I've never taught anyone everything I know about hypnosis. And just like right now, we have a number of people silently in the background. They'll be talking in a few minutes, observing this class. What we do is we have a virtual classroom on the internet. And so for once a week, for 40 weeks, I got on there and I taught on a topic. And it was about an hour and a half or so, where I could really go into the kind of depth that I could never do in a two-week course. And I felt like afterwards, like, oh, I can die now. Because I had all this stuff in me that I wanted to get out that I didn't want to have die with me. Which is a lot to think about when you're I'm only like 51 years old. But it's like, up there, I was always afraid, man, I'd be hit by a train and this stuff is going to disappear with me. But now, now if the train comes, hallelujah, I'm ready to go. I'm not worried about that at all. So, all right, now we have one more person. John, can you introduce yourself, what your role is around here?
I'm Cal's IT guy.
What do you do? Tell them what you do.
Maintain all of our websites. I'm in the classroom right now.
He made coffee this morning.
He helps with the glitches on the Yahoo group.
Anything that has to do with computer
power. So. Actually, anything that has to do with electricity. Recording equipment, editing equipment, whatever. And how to introduce Nina. She's not. What does she do?
She does everything. Actually, she's been taking over the Yahoo groups, posting things to the Yahoo group, things like that. She also helps post a lot of how blogs. If you'll read those, you should go to Facebook.com for great stuff. What else does she do?
That's it. That's it for now. But your job is going to be able to do more, because they'll free you up to do more interesting stuff. Okay. Now, how many people we got online right now?
One, two, three, five.
Five. Okay. What I want to do is Now, this is how we're going to cue this. When I talk to them, I will look at one of the cameras. When I bring my eyes down, because he has to toggle back and forth between the mics so we don't get feedback. So that would be my cue. When I look up there, that means that they talk. When I look back down, then no. When I look up there, I talk. When they look down, we'll figure it out. So this is the first time John's done this on his own in a class. Our previous web guy showed him how to do it. So we might have a little bit of a getting things synchronized issue. So who is I going to start with? I don't want to do either one of the CFI candidates yet. I'll start off with the... Greg, please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Greg. I live in Cedar, Delaware, on the opposite ocean. Right now, I'm a director of information technology for a local television station. Been into computers pretty much all my life and done a lot of reading since I was very young about hypnosis and, you know, saw some stage shows, things like that, kind of hurt my interest in it. Started reading books, you know, some of the element stuff, different things like that, doing research online, learning more about it, and just recently decided to, you know, I hypnotized some friends and family, just kind of messing around, and then more recently I decided to kind of brush some of that off. My wife is actually expecting her first child in August 1st. So as part of that, I actually picked up and studied Jared Hines' Painless Trial Court Program. I've been working with that with her. And once we, as far as the course, after I started learning more, of course, I started learning about you and the five-part path program and really liked the idea of kind of helping people and things like that. So I ended up deciding to take your course, obviously, and as far as afterwards, basically my plans are to, you know, just kind of maybe do some stuff part-time and see where that leads me, and at some point maybe go farther than that.
All right, Greg, that's where you got to do the thing. Greg, I want to let you know that you're coming through loud and clear, and I'm wondering, can you read that stuff on the board?
Sure can.
Beautiful. Thanks for being in the class. Who's next?
Alan.
Alan? Ali. Oh, I think it's Ali. Well, introduce yourself.
Hi. It's active on Mexico.
Okay. Stop. Okay, we're going to get back to you. For some reason, you're not coming out well. And so on the break, John's going to work with you and see if he can get you straightened out because you're breaking up, okay? Next. Candace, hit the control key to talk.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Candace Alexander, and I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. I first of all want to thank you, Mr. Mannion, for making this online opportunity available. You're saving me thousands of dollars. I had planned on taking the course at the AGH conference this year, so I'm having an opportunity to do it sooner and in my own home. I want to thank you for that. I also want to take a moment and thank John for making it possible, because I think that I probably had every technological problem getting this set up than anyone possibly. I'm very excited about this opportunity. I have an undergraduate degree, a bachelor's degree in business administration, and actually worked in the corporate arena in marketing management for organizations like IBM and Exxon and Nordstrom Corporation, and after 18 years, decided I wanted to do something to help people. And so I went back and earned my master's in education with a specialization in community health. Worked as a consultant for a number of organizations, and then ultimately went to work for the American Heart and American Stroke Association, where I've been working and currently the director of Heart and Stroke Initiatives for Southwest Ohio and Kentucky, and approaching my ninth anniversary. First few years ago, after developing a number of programs, and particularly the area of stress management, which I always found myself doing, no matter where I was, I was always attempting to develop some strategies and programs to relax people and enable people to be more effective in their work, came upon a young lady who I had brought in to speak with to some corporations for which I had the responsibility of developing continuing education and wellness director. She worked in the corporate arena. And she happened to be a hypnotherapist, and I was very fascinated by her work and just related to it immediately. And she informed me about a school that was in our area I'd never heard of, the Ohio Academy of Holistic Health, where I did approach them and went on and to earn my certification in critical hypnotherapy and then became a member of the National Guild of Hypnotherapists. Because I also love learning and really could be a professional student, I came up on some of, or learned through the Guild of Now, Jerry Kine's learning DVDs and ordered a good number of them and have listened to them consistently since completing school and have been seeing clients on a part-time basis for about a year now. Most recently, I have been have received an invitation to join an osteopathic doctor in our area to join him in his practice. At the same time that I was earning my certification in clinical therapy, I also earned a certification as a practitioner in neurolinguistic programming. I also guided imagery, which I had done a lot of work on developing programs for the Heart Association. I also earned certification in 5K, the basic and also advanced integration, which this doctor was particularly interested in. But when I sent out a big list of exactly what I wanted to do if I go into my own business as a therapist, I started reading, you know, things that would get me there, words of wisdom and insights from people like yourself and Shabanian, and I have to say the seventh path is exactly, it exactly gave me where I was wanting to go in this work. I don't know if what I just said was grammatically correct, but you get what I'm saying. It was everything that I said that I was wanting to be able to offer. I've been a meditator since age 18. I'll be 55 this year. And was really wanting to be able to offer something that integrated that type of work as well into my hypnotherapy practice. So I'm just feeling really blessed. I believe that this work is absolutely my calling. Everyone who knows me has told me once I found it, they said, well, yes, of course you would ultimately do this. This is you. This is who you are. And so I'm just excited to be here and to share this experience with everyone else in the climate.
Did you switch mics? Okay. Okay, Candice, I'm glad to have you here. And where are you located once again?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Great. Thank you very much. Glad to have you here. Who's next?
I'll leave again.
Do you think you fixed him?
He seems to be working at 20 nonprofits.
Ali, give it another try. Ali, give it another try. Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Speak.
Hi. Okay,
Ali, you're going to have to work with him. He worked out before, right? You checked him out and he was fine. Okay. You may have to log off and log back on. Okay. Let's do Nancy Ho in Singapore.
So many exciting people that want to do hypnotherapy. Well, after talking for some, you know, learned a lot from Carl, and definitely everyone didn't become one. After taking hypnotherapy myself for the last maybe 3 or 4 years, I get to become a very I generally have this to say is that, one, have care. If you have care, you get all the referrers, you get a lot of people coming to you, and the universe is managing you with the law of attraction. Okay, I'm a trainer as well, but I see clients probably every day. Okay.
Let me tell you about Nancy Ho. Nancy Ho, I go to Singapore once a year and train. I was doing it for twice a year for a while, but that's a lot of travel to go to Singapore twice a year. And now I'm very happy that Nancy Ho, who is a very successful hypnotherapist and graduate of ours, is now going to become a CFI. CFI, and a certified professional hypnosis instructor, and she's going to be able to teach these courses, and I know that she's going to do phenomenally because she's an experienced trainer in her own right. So thank you, Nancy. All right, now for the famous Celeste Hackett. Come on down. No, you can't really do that, but introduce yourself.
Can I talk now?
I know she's sitting in her chair like this because she does.
Hi, everybody. I'm Celeste.
What'd you do, John? Okay. But she was sounding fine until you did whatever you just did. Okay, well, we could hear her until you did that. Do you have the phone thing still going?
No.
Okay, put her on speakerphone, and then we'll get on with this. It is my experience that taking the time to do all these introductions is worthwhile, since we're going to be together for 2 weeks, knowing whatever it really, because we're going to be doing some things together where knowing each other as a group is really, really useful.
Hi, Celeste. I'm going to put you on speaker so you can do it through here. Yeah, it just quit. She's had so many computer problems, you all. Hold on just 1 second. You're on.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Where do I start, though? I kept talking. I didn't know I was called.
Celeste, all we heard is, hi, I'm Celeste Hackett.
Thank you, pal. Yes, I'm Celeste Hackett. I have a business.
She's getting feedback.
Can you turn that off? Yeah, I'll
turn
it off. Sorry. Okay. Yes, my business is in Dallas, Texas. I'm so sorry for all of the technical problems. Hopefully, I'm going to get this taken care of this afternoon when I get my tech guy in here. But anyway, I started out as a radio announcer in central Louisiana and had my own radio show when I was 17. And because of that, my parents could not talk me into going to college because I was doing what a lot of people we're going to college for already. Well, 24 years later, the radio industry changed so much, and I got fired, as did a lot of radio people, so I had to find new work. Well, I always wanted to be a psychologist. I just was too lazy to go to school. And I ended up just doing some looking around, because, just like so many of you, I wanted to help people, too. And so I ended up finding Cal eventually after taking a couple of other hypnosis classes and then learning 5 Path. And I did sit in the same seats that you guys are sitting in, not all of them, a few of them. I think I moved her down. But in Minnesota. And that was about 2 years ago. And then on the first of the year in 2006, I started my own business out of my apartment. And it's just gone gangbusters. There's so many people who want this service. You're not going to have any trouble. As long as you learn it, you put it to use, and you do some reasonable amount of marketing, and you're in a large enough town where there are people. You have to be in a big enough town to have to get clients. And I've just had the best time putting this into practice and learning it. I'm going on to also host a study group for those Balsam CDs that Mark was talking about. They're excellent. I do hope that you'll get them and study them. If, you know, once you leave and then come join the study group, you're all welcome to join the study group. Cal and I are planning on doing a video show together here pretty soon, we hope. That ever gets off the ground, look out. I hope that you'll go to Augusto Space and sign up and get a blog. I have a blog there. All the good hypnotists have a blog there, so you've got to go and get yourself one too. My website is familyfirsthypnosis.com. And I think I've talked a lot, so I'm going to shut up.
Unless you always talk a lot.
I know. I try not to, but, you know, radio announcer background, what are you going to do?
All right. So, Celeste, what do you charge per session now? And you're in near Dallas, Texas, right?
Yeah, I could probably charge more than I'm charging, but I'm charging the people who call on the phone, you can buy sessions individually, but they're more expensive that way. They're $169 a piece. But what I recommend, since for most issues, it takes 4 to 6 sessions to get resolved on your issue, that you buy a package that I sell for $750 for 5 sessions. And most of the people go for the $750. Of course, I take MasterCard and Visa, so that makes it very easy for them.
Beautiful. Great. I remember when I was making $700 a month.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
That's okay. Okay. Let's see. She does a study group where they meet every other week, and they go through the Banyan Online Supervision CDs. Well, what you do is you listen to it ahead of time, and then you discuss it online in our virtual classroom. So at any one time, there's people from all over the world. It's just a small group of people, but what's going on? We're going to be doing a hypnosis show on, when you get a chance, go to calbanyan.com and look at the interview I did with her. It's going to be similar to that, except we're going to be answering other people's questions. And ourhypnospace.com, if you're in the profession, you need to get there. It is brand new. It's about a month old. We've gone from 0 members to 300 members. And what it is, everyone gets a free website with a blog. You get space for your videos, photographs, whatever. And there's groups there. Many people have been part of like special interest groups on Yahoo or Google. But you never put a face to the email address. Well, this is kind of like MySpace.com on hypnosis, because it's similar but simpler and just for hypnosis professionals. I see some of you nodding your head. How many have been to our hypnospace? Well, good, good. Dee, do you have a website there?
Mm-hmm.
Good. What do you like about it? I see you smiling and nodding.
Well, I do. I like being able to see the face, you know, and just, you know, the connections that are made, and then going from there to, like, the fitting hypnotist. It's like, oh, good, there's some more people who have something in common with me. You know, I just love that.
I love seeing the faces, because Maureen, she remembers everybody's name and stuff, but I'm much better with, if I can put a name and face, because we have this deal, we go to the convention, Maureen remembers everybody. If someone walks up to us.
She remembers voices, too.
Oh, yeah. She'll go, oh, hi, Dee. And they go, oh, hi, Dee. You know? That's our little arrangement. But, you know, now with our hypnospace, you know, I can practice seeing the face and the name, and that's going to help me out a lot. All right, so Celeste is going to be a trainer now, and so we've got about a half a dozen in the United States and about 4 or 5 abroad too. And let me take a 15-minute break now, and we'll get back and we'll get into some stuff that's more hypnosis-like. Okay, John, can you determine what's going on with Allie?
Yeah.
go hide in my office for a few minutes.
Sounds like it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's great.
A lot to learn.
Yeah.
Hey, John?
Or is Sean better?
It's
John or Sean.
Sean or Sean?
Sean is the artist for John.
I know it is.
Yeah.
I know it is. My daughter just married a Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Up in Pennsylvania.
Okay. I like it. It's
I lived in Hawaii for 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where?
I lived in Kalaava on Oahu.
Oh, but, all the way. Oh, my God, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Was it beautiful there?
Oh, yeah.
I've only seen aerial photos, and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I was curious about that area.
Where do you live?
Well, my mom in Kailua.
Oh, Kailua?
Yeah.
In Kona or?
On Oahu.
Oh, yeah. I lived there for a couple of years on Oneava. Well,
oh, yes.
Off Oneava.
Yeah, my auntie lives there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I lived in Hawaii. You know, I got off the plane there and I went straight from Ireland to Hawaii.
Ireland?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I just felt so at home once I got off.
Uh-huh.
I didn't have any culture shock. It's just like an island. It's because it's an island, it's very similar.
Oh, really? I see
energy,
you're not Canadian, you're
Irish.
You're Irish.
I live in New York.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I moved around a lot.
I was
going to
say, because the New York taxes are so heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. This room is a little warm. Actually, to be honest with you, I don't do well.
Did you say that you did this already?
Or subconsciously triggered by environmental stuff.
It's
similar to Ireland. It has the island mentality. It's, it has its own issues.
So that's why I'm so glad I found Phil Bennett.
Yeah.
To get my chops lined up.
Oh, yeah.
So that I can support myself and go back to taking my love.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a good marriage. I think you'll do really well when I wrote this too.
My aunt is from Syria.
Yeah.
My uncle went there for work and years ago. She goes back to a long time ago. She goes back to
a long time
ago.
Oh,
isn't
it?
Great. She's a lovely lady.
Yeah.
And my cousins are so free. My family is Indian, American Indian, and then my aunt and Jerry Indian, my cousins are meant to be really beautiful.
American Indian.
And you're a sous chef. At least I'm a sous chef.
Yeah.
So do you work here somewhere, or where are you from?
Laguna.
Yeah. So south.
Are you getting warm?
Yeah.
Is it getting warmer right now?
It is warmer. It is warm.
What's a good degree? 71 down here?
Well, at least 72. At least.
Yeah.
I was afraid of, like, being too cold.
Yeah. What about, like, a
I put it 72.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go, please.
Yeah, I need to email you, John, about a couple of things that I'm not too hip on. I tried to get on the fifth hypnotist, and it's like, how do I join that group from where I am? And I hadn't quite figured that out. I don't know.
I would be glad to help. It takes me a little while, if you can see.
Oh, sure. What will happen is that when I got home,
class.
Oh, okay, got it.
No, I'm not talking about right away. I'm giving you a couple of weeks forewarning. You've got your hands full right now, I can tell.
It is like this every day.
So every day.
Every day.
I'm sure.
No, it's good. It's good. We got something new going on every day.
Well, what it is Cal has that kind of energy where life's going on.
Okay. You know,
something's going to be going on. He's going to be doing something new, something different.
Right.
Exactly. Something better.
So you were watching that last night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would do hypnosis and healing work.
I did. I don't have a what's his name?
Well, for me, it's very gratifying to be able to help people with things that sometimes they don't even want other people to know about, you know, if they have a problem with it. They come in, they're vulnerable, and it's personal. It's very personal work. And I find it gratifying because something that can be done, things can be done, especially with our clients, without taking years of therapy. You know, the therapy and so many other ways take way too long to do. And our world has become things faster and faster and faster. Our brains, we're totally able to do that, to make changes very quickly without having to do years of talking about it. The conscious mind is only a small percentage of what you use in your life. The subconscious mind is the biggest part, so you want to work with the biggest part of your mind. You get those both in alignment going at the same time. Especially if there's been, everybody's been programmed, everyone's been hypnotized. If you had a child when you're alive on the planet, you were hypnotized. You know, the family culture hypnotized. And so sometimes that, some of that stuff works for us, and some of it doesn't. And some of it we're not even aware of. I had a fellow come see me to kind of fix it in that moment. We did age regression. He went back to being 18 months old, and the anxiety started when his little brother was older. Yeah, he was totally surprised. Had no idea. Because people think that it just started, you know, last year or 3 years ago. He's a happy kid, yeah, right there. Little brother born and oh boy.
And then after that, then did you work through that?
Yeah. He didn't have for several sessions. I had to really say that all the years he did these sessions.
No, no, we're
just stopping. He's
at the front.
And the thing about it is, it wasn't anything that was done to him. You know, if you were not
yes, ma'am.
All the books. And goodies.
Well, there are two business packets that we offer, and that's not all we offer. We have a whole bunch more, and I'm going to go search for my other list.
Oh, $442. Saved. Saved. People would start collecting interest, they'd even be happier, you know.
You know, I forgot to tell you about the IACT meeting, and we're on hiatus right now.
I forgot the message. But yeah, I used to get these little deals like coming the day before.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the one that comes probably. Who do you get it from? Do you get it from Diane Pope or Ann King?
Diane. I attend with Ann King. She's a good friend.
Right. You know. Right. And she sent that out too, yeah.
She borrowed something
from Well, Diane is actually the person who is like putting it together.
in our area. So it's been at Suzanne and I's office twice out of the three times we've met in Kingwood.
You had a good speaker out there the last time. Not last time, the time before last time. Why did you get so bad? Special organization.
Oh. Dr. Marty Lerman?
That's it.
Yeah, and he did the magic script.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's here regularly. And then Art Runza, who's a graduate of this class, came time before last, but he's got some other things going on right now. But we went on hiatus for the summer.
Hiatus is good.
Well, everybody, I mean, Diane had to leave, and Suzanne and I were coming here, and there's just way too much going on, so.
That's what I'm saying.
So we're just at the beginning stages of, you know, how we want that group to look.
We have about 4 more minutes.
Are you adding any more of the Bolson CDs? I bought the set. I don't know if there's more coming down the road or
on an as-need basis. Right now I'm creating so many podcasts that I don't feel the urge to have to do any more, but I will. I probably will.
Can we download the podcast onto a CD?
Sure. There's an audio-only link,
uh-huh.
And then you can download the video or the audio.
Oh, really?
And it's free.
All right.
Oh, my
you had Roy Hunter on there. He was kind of neat.
Yeah, 4 times.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do this. I'll have to get an IT guy.
Well, and the thing about it is, if you email John, mm-hmm. if you email him, he'll help you with a lot of that
cool.
stuff.
Well, that's cool.
He is an easy fellow, but he's...
And
that what
it was one of the reasons about working in a high school. I could just go up the hall and get any kid to come in, and they could help me whatever I needed to learn right then. Because I can't learn everything at once, because then I forget it.
I think I left it at my house.
You
can actually trigger someone's
or after work. Yes. Participation and on that you are in the hypnosis, you do that in your group.
I haven't gotten that. I just got the book that they sent for this class. I'll let
my mother actually experience that with a guy.
And it's they different. Emailed
really?
To bring,
yeah. It's more like, more like a female orgasm.
Oh, really?
Because the parts aren't correct. So there's no soup. But it's the muscles. And...
a lot of things to the human being like that they don't want to believe they believe that we're not actually animals.
I mean, we don't keep it as freezing here as they do in
Texas. In Texas?
Because when you're in the office, you're freezing. You always have jackets.
Humidity.
But we need it. Yeah. But it took me about an hour to come to the house. It was like, we got the walk.
Girl, how did
you
walk?
I
didn't
know.
Oh, no. These are my low shoes. Oh my goodness.
You're a body worker
here. Oh gosh, no.
Actually, you're not here.
These are my walking shoes, actually.
I'm all about.
That is so funny. This is like the tallest heel I own.
Oh, I love stilettos. But my other ones, you'll see. Tomorrow I'll probably wear it. That's funny, isn't it? Yeah, my feet are shaped like a high heel, actually. My husband likes that. My shoe comes off.
Yeah, but it'll fit if I wear it when it's shorts. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why I have to stretch.
Oh, absolutely.
I have to stretch all the time.
Yeah,
you wear the same class we were in?
Thank you.
Are we ready, John? Who's not back? I'm not so concerned about Nancy. She's been through all the material before. She hasn't seen the tour of our center yet, though. Any questions about anything covered so far? Come up on the break or anything like that. Okay. Now what we're going to do. One of the advantages of coming to our center for training is you get to come to a real, honest-to-goodness hypnosis center where there's sessions going on. And gosh, it cracks me up sometimes. In this profession, I had this one when I was in Minnesota. There was another trainer in the area, and he'd train his people, do some of the craziest stuff. I remember one of his students came to me and showed me her brochure for a practice, and it was like Erickson and Smith. Hypnosis Center Foundation for, hypnotic studies. And I said, okay, well, you're Smith. Who's Erickson? And not the Erickson. Oh, no, that's my maiden name. And I'm like, why would you do that? I said, that's so misleading. He said, well, if anybody asked me, I'd tell them that's my maiden name. And I'd say, but do you see what kind of predicament you're in? And so there's all these people out there that name their practices, the International Association of Scientific Research and Development, Mind Studies and Hypnosis. Then you go to their office, and it's this very tidy little place in their basement. Okay? And there's nothing wrong with having a practice in your home, as long as it's done in a nice way. But that should have been, John Smith Hypnosis Office. Because what happens is you set a mental expectation that you don't fulfill, and it ruins their trust in you. There's something I'm going to say over and over again. Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, it's going to be no game. Okay? Hypnosis is a confidence game. If you don't get their confidence, you're not going to have a game, because it requires some confidence in you as a hypnotherapist. And if you let them down, if they feel like they've gone through a bait and switch kind of thing, then they're off to a really bad start. There's nothing wrong with being an instructor and teaching out of a hotel. Most do. We're fortunate in that from the very beginning, we've been able to create the model hypnosis center. The Banyan Hypnosis Center has always been a model hypnosis center. We can have anything we want. It's always been that way. If there's something I thought that we could be doing to make the place better, we'd do it. You've heard of like teaching hospitals. We're kind of like that. Except nobody dies. But what we do is we have like the clinical side over there, where everything that we teach is tried and proven. If we get an idea, say, hey, maybe we should make this change, we'll use it out over there over and over and over again. And when we've proven that it's better than what we were doing before, that it works for me, it works for the other hypnotherapists here, and we only have one other hypnotherapist right now, because we moved from California, we have had up to four or five working for us. So then what do? We take that information and offer it to you guys. And then because of the way we keep in touch with our grads, through our email groups and such, we're able to validate that it works outside of our center. So everything that we're teaching is tried, true, and validated. So that's one of the advantages of choosing our program over many other programs, is that we're in a real center. There's too many people out there teaching this stuff who've just read a bunch of books on it and then do it part-time. I've been full-time in hypnotherapy since 1996. And we've probably produced more full-timers on average from a class than any other place, because you're going to have what you need to do this full-time if you want. Okay, so what we're going to do next is two things that I think are pretty exciting. We're going to do a tour. This is the Gilligan Islands part of the show, except we're not going to get stuck on an island for how many years? 5 years or something. And then we're going to do something technologically that we've never done before. And that is, you guys who are on the internet, before when we took the tour, you guys were not allowed, you couldn't come because the camera's in here. Today we're going to try something totally different. And John has set up a webcam on his laptop, and he's going to walk around like this and capture it for you guys. And so I think that that's going to be really great. So have you got that technology set up and ready to go?
Yes.
All right. Come with me.
I want me and my coffee cup.
stuff is for you guys to eat. I don't eat very much. I don't eat cookies and stuff like that. Okay, and I'll eat fruits, nuts. Anything that moves, that has four legs or less.
No crab, no.
Seafood? Yeah, I'll have some. But, it, but I won't eat any insects. Not on purpose. Once in a while, I eat one on my Harley, but that's not on purpose. Yes. Three hours and 18 minutes. Okay. Any questions we haven't covered so far?
I would ask a question of, I've been told by several people that even though I've done all that I've done in doing this course, that I'm missing the NLP piece. I don't quite understand that. And this may not be the time or the place to address
it. I do no NLP. I have 100% success with people who follow my instructions.
EFT?
NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. I've never had a course in it. I've read a couple books in it. Most people who say they're master NLP practitioners don't have a clue to what they're doing. NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, is an offshoot of hypnotism through the Ericksonian branch. Most people who say they practice Ericksonian hypnotism don't know what the hell they're doing. To really be good at Ericksonian hypnotism, you got to be a very smart person. Erickson was a genius. And unless you got an IQ of about 160, you ain't got a chance. And you got to have the commitment to live it. I mean, you've got to really understand that stuff. To really be good at NLP, I mean, to be a master NLP practitioner like most people get to be in a weekend course, okay? It takes, I mean, to really be able to, months and months, maybe years and years, and most people never really get very good at it. Okay? The stuff I'm going to teach you is direct. It's not covert. It's not sneaky. We say, would you like to do hypnosis now? Yes. Good. Follow my instructions, blah, blah. And you can get very, very good at something that's very direct like that. Now, I don't have anything against NLP. If you're interested in NLP, take a course, get what you can out of it, become a super fantastic NLP practitioner. I haven't got anything against NLP, but it's not required. Dave Ellman didn't do NLP. Jerry Kine doesn't do NLP. I don't do NLP. Gil Boyne doesn't do NLP. And they're all fantastic hypnotherapists. They've all combined probably helped a million people in their lives. So you're not missing anything that some of the greats. Yes?
You say everything has its own place in your office, a reason for being where you
are. No, pretty much.
What about the clock? And how, you know, where do you place that?
The clock is where I can see it. Okay. So, as just like that clock's where I can see it. And it's like right above my door, and my desk faces the door. And it's a place where I can look without, you know, having to turn away from the clock so much. I have one on in the corner in my office by the hypnosis chair where I can take a look at it. I'm always battling the clock. Always. It's always my... It's the yin to my yang, you know? It's the thing I'm always working against.
There's no danger of the client once in the chair seeing the clock. It's in full view because in your office, in that recliner, they would be able to see if there's no danger in that.
Why would that be dangerous?
Well, I noticed in Kalani, he's the word danger, maybe that's not the right word, but I noticed in your book, you say you like to have them sometimes test how long they think they've been under.
Oh, I just emerge them and I say, open your eyes, look at me. Okay. Just off the top of your head, how many minutes do you think we spent doing hypnosis today? Good. Anything else about the layout or why we're here, anything?
From a standpoint of a client feeling comfortable, I would think it would be important to have some kind of window, even though it's shaded in the door. Is that something that you thought about, or isn't that really
To have a window in the door?
Yeah. Even though it's shaded.
When we had small video viewing rooms, we had those doors be windowed. Could be kind of claustrophobic because they were about this big square, maybe this big. Anyway, but my first office had a solid wooden door, which was that way because of sound reasons. But I haven't found that to be much of an issue. Maybe if you've got a really, really small office or something. Why do you think it'd be?
I think from a school standpoint, I have always had a door with a window in, just because it doesn't give the appearance that I'm in behind a closed door with a student that no one can view. And of course, no one can view this either because it's curtained. But it just seems a little bit less secluded. Or
I think we follow more of a therapist's model. And some therapists, they take it to even a higher extent than that. I mean, I'll have people come in one door and leave another door because of confidentiality being such an important thing. So stereotypically, therapy, counseling, that kind of work, and hypnotism is done behind closed doors. That's why it's so important to videotape the he said, she said, or she said, she said, or whatever kind of thing.
The office that I'm in, that there seems to be distractions, like maybe a psychologist next door, and they'll be doing things, and they'll argue, maybe role play, and then there'll be somebody slamming a file cabinet. So I like to put a very passive type of waterfall in there, and I don't know if that is to help soothe them and relax them. I don't know if that's
well, I'm going to talk a little bit more about background sounds, but yeah, that's like my ocean sound or water. I said, yeah, because it masks.
Except a lot of the ladies find out, and I have to ask them.
Some people make them have to pee.
Yeah, do you have to go to the restroom? They say, no, I do.
Well, you'll notice there was a sign in the front, and that we ask all of our clients to use the restroom before the session, whether they need to or not, go and, you know, try and go. Because just being in that relaxed state will make people so people have to pee.
Do you have any of those little signs for sale that say, shush, hypnosis, encryption?
You betcha. It's all part of the plan. Is that Ollie's? Good, read it.
This is about one of our students online. It's Ollie Barbosa. He's a therapist with a master's degree in family therapy. He's had his own practice for 7 years. He loves what he does.
He's from down south. They talk that way. Kentucky, right?
Yes.
Y'all just continue.
Okay. I'm always looking forward to learning more because I feel I owe it to my clients because they put a lot of trust on me. I've always been fascinated with hypnosis. I remember taking these small courses when I was a junior in college. That was the very beginning of a passion for me. I read that wrong. It makes me want to learn more about the mind, what it will do for us. He's had some training years ago in the Milton Erickson Foundation in Phoenix and had a lot of reading since then. He's worked previously using hypnosis with his clients and it's more about the Erickson hypnosis.
Ericksonian.
So he read about you and what you do, and here he is.
And there he is, in Mexico, right?
Yes.
So that's from Ollie in Mexico, because his voice wasn't coming along. Thank you, Ollie. Thank you. What's your name back there? John. Okay, let me talk a little bit about our schedule for the next few days. Well, our lunch breaks are going to be scheduled right around 1 o'clock. We start at 9. And having a lunch break at 12 is just too early in the day. You're not going to go hungry. There's fruit, cookies, pastries, you know. So it's not like you're going to starve by 1. So if we wait till 1 and then do the lunch break, depending on time allowances, our lunch break might be an hour, hour and 15 minutes. If we do get in a bind, we might shrink it on the last day or something like that to make up some time. On the last day, we typically serve some sandwiches and that kind of stuff, so that allows us to have that save some time. Restroom breaks. It is my goal to have a break about every hour and a half to 2 hours. Some of you, your bladder needs a break more quickly than that. What I recommend you do is, if you have to go to the restroom before it's break, get up and go. Use the one right next to the wall. You might actually be able to hear what I'm saying. Just flush quietly, yeah. Okay. That will be a visual cue to me to check my time, because I get excited and I might talk too long about something. And if I see people going up and go to the bathroom, it reminds me to check the time. Maybe it's time to take a break. And if it is, thank you very much for reminding me. And as your reward, you got to be one of the first people to go to the restroom. So it all works out good in the long run. Okay. What I'm going to do next...
What about in the afternoon? What is our time frame for being done in the afternoon?
As long as we need. Typically 6:30. We'll go from till 6:30. Starting tomorrow afternoon, you will spend 1 hour after the lecture part of the class practicing what was taught that day. So from 5:30 to 6:30, you practice. That is not optional time. That's built into the course. There's a certain number of hours that are required in class as part of the class time. So it's not optional. You don't get to check out on it. You don't get to have other appointments. If you don't make your minimum number of hours in this course, which is 100, you will not pass the course. Okay. Some people, they think, I'm going to take the class in California because my grandmother lives there and I can spend more time with my grandmother. Your grandmother is going to be disappointed. Because when you're not in this class, you're going to have ample stuff to be studying. Eat, sleep, drink, poop, hypnosis, okay? That's all of it. Your mind for almost 24 hours a day, except for the weekend, and there's going to be a little bit of homework on that. You didn't come here to, do anything else except this, as far as I'm concerned. But because it's like saturation, you're saturated with it, you're going to learn a lot. So, starting the day after, tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 about till 6:30, they'll be practicing. You'll be hypnotizing each other that soon in the class. One of the great weaknesses in my training was there's 20 minutes worth of training on the last day where we practiced. Terrible weakness. Starting tomorrow, you'll start hypnotizing each other and continue to build on those skills every day. The following morning, which will be Wednesday morning, you'll be in at 8 o'clock. And you'll have 1 hour practice time until 9 o'clock, which time I will come in, ring the bell, and ask you this question. Are there any questions about anything covered so far? There's a couple things I'm really dedicated to, is giving you time to practice and giving you time to ask questions. A lot of you won't have questions during the lecture. But then when you try to apply it, that's where all the questions come up. That's why the very next day, you have questions, write them down, and we'll get them answered before we move on to new material. It's vital that we get questions about old material answered before we move on to new material. Because we're constantly building on what we covered the day before. Okay? Any other questions?
When we complete the course, I'm looking forward to being part of the National Guild. Is that correct?
The world's largest and oldest and best.
It seems to be very professional from what I've seen. I belong to a few others, like the National Medical Aid. Can you tell us some of the benefits of that? Or are you going to cover that later?
I'll give a brief little something about the National Guild of Hypnotists. Included in your course, the tuition and fees, is 1 year's membership in the National Guild of Hypnotists. But it's a misnomer now, because it's really the worldwide Guild of Hypnotists. It's 10,000 members in 65 countries. They've done a lot of growth. They're the one organization that does more than anything else to promote the profession and to help you have the right to practice and to educate the community and the world. A lot of organizations are guru-centered. There's somebody who is the guru, and they all kowtow to him. How many of you have heard of the NGH before? Raise your hand. Good. How many of you know the name of the leader of the NGH? Perfect. See? It's not about somebody's ego or some individual. Dr. Dwight Damon is the president of the NGH. It's a nonprofit organization. He is the president. He was the president. As long as he wants to be the president, he'll be the president. It's not a voted-in position. It's like a corporation. He's the president. But because he's built a solid organization, it's not about him. And he's brought the other leaders from the country and the world into the organization. Like, for example, the Order of Brave Council, or I'm on the advisory committee, and I'm on the ethics committee for both hypnotherapists and certified instructors. And because he reaches out like that and brings these people in, then it's a very strong organization. It's not based on one person's whims. Yeah. And what do you get? You're going to get a lot of stuff last day. But you're going to get a packet, and we'll hand out all that stuff. You're also going to become members of the International Association of Five Path Hypnotists, which is pretty much the one percenters and one percenters in making club. And there's a number of different things you get for that, too. And enough about that stuff. That'll suffice for now. There is no club for Seven Path. There's no organization. It's a hierarchical teachers organization, and I'm the master teacher of that. And everyone else practices being a Seven Path teacher at my pleasure.
Is that a separate course?
No, it's in here. You'll become certified Seven Path teachers, and then you will be licensed by way of me handing you a certificate to teach that course. It's all part of the course. It'll be a significant amount of time in the course developed to both experiencing Seven Path for yourself and learning how to teach it. You will learn the short and full and be able to teach the short and full forms. You'll be saturated with all this stuff. Okay. I'm coming to a place where it's handy for me to break, rather than waiting until 1. On the first day, it's an interesting day, because you guys got to find places to go to lunch, and ways to get there. Some of you have cars, some of you don't. If you don't have a car, it's a little bit tough. In the future, you might want to bring something in to eat, which is perfectly okay. But if you have a car, or if you can talk someone into that has a car to giving you a ride, is 3/10 of a mile to a half a mile. There's lots of places to eat, and there's more places you can go to. This is the part of the class Maureen usually handles, so I'm not really good at that. This is our little office, and this is the road that's in front of our office. It's warmer. And then it ends on Red Hill. Some of you are staying at a hotel down there. And there's Barranca that goes that way. And the hotel, what's the name of that hotel?
Candlewood.
Sweet, yeah. And you're like right here.
Candlewood.
So that gives you an idea of where it is. This is all wide, empty space. And then over here there's a brand new mall that's being set up. And there's some eating places that are open there. I have not yet ventured in there.
They're all sit-down type restaurants, so you need there to have at least an hour to eat.
Okay.
Which would be nice at 1 o'clock, or just
work.
Now, over on this side, I don't know. It might be 0.3 to 0.6 miles. But on the right-hand side, there's going to be a place where there's like a Panda Express, which is a drive-through Chinese. There's like a Taco Bell, a Burger King. And then back here, there's a big Sam's Club. And then there's also, it's all, you know, in this kind of shopping area, there's a food court in the L-shaped mall. It has like 10 different places you go inside. So, it's fun. I hope this is spelled right. I forget what this street is, but it's not very far. It's a few blocks. On the right, all this stuff. I kind of like the Panda Express. Instead of getting the noodles or the rice, they'll let you get steamed vegetables. So I get the steamed vegetables, and they say, you want 1, 2, 3 items, or whatever it is. So I get the 2 items, and I'll get something, and then the steamed vegetables with it. So I say, no rice, no noodles, steamed vegetables. And then I get 1 or 2 or 3 other things to go with it. And that's pretty healthy. Chinese food tends to be a little bit salty, so if you're a little salt thing. So, food court. Now, since it's the first day, and you kind of got to talk to each other and get organized, I'm going to give you 1.5 hours for lunch. Okay, so you have time to explore, get back. And when we get back, we get into hypnosis stuff. Good state. Don't eat a lot and then want to fall asleep in the afternoon. Because all the good stuff that you came here for is yet to come. We've done the housekeeping kind of stuff. We've done the tour. But now we're really going to start getting a lot of hypnosis type information in your head. So, you know, if you eat bread and fall asleep or whatever, don't eat turkey. Why?
Tryptophan.
They'll put you to sleep, so don't eat turkey. Okay, so let's synchronize our watches. I've got close enough to 12:40. And so 1.5 hours from now would be what time?
2:45.
Well, 1 hour would be 1:40 at 2:10. At 2:10, I'm going to be ringing this bell, and I'm going to start talking, whether you're here or not. Okay. See you then.
Could we do a see who has cars and who doesn't?
You can do whatever you want. You've got the next hour and a half.
Show of hands, you might have a car.
I have a car, but it's full of junk, so we might have to rearrange
We need to find a way to project what's on the screen. Computer screen. Not today.
Yeah.
Or we got to send a wire from the computer to that.
Are you
about
the candlewood?
No.
No, he's staying with his sister.
That's what people usually use.
It's just so we can get
some.
Sure,
yeah. Close the buses out anyway.
Yeah, maybe
Panda.
That would be.
Okay.
We're going to Panda.
Yeah, well,
you mean watch the video online?
I'm
going
to watch the video.
True confidence.
I'm going to walk. Yeah, I'm going to walk.
I mean, not today.
I don't think it's too far.
No, it's not.
So
maybe we can talk about it.
So Liz has already seen pictures about hypnosis, right? She will not be able to see it.
Are you staying at the camera?
She can see it, but just not very well.
Where are you at over there?
I'm in 120.
Oh, I'm 111.
And I'm going to teach Nina how to
and
do
I
this
got
stuff
up
how
this
now
morning and
because
left
I'm going to have to jump out
my
at
5
to the
I'm going to turn this off. You want to download it onto your computer?
I'm going to do it all at once.
Oh, no.
Well, you want me to just let this run for 1 hour? Silence? Well, it's using a battery.
Okay, yeah, it's impossible.
This, you can download this thing in like 3 minutes.
Well, I'm kind of wanting to keep the time so I know what time, because Greg's still offline.
Okay.
So we can just pause it now and then I'll know the time for when.
Then you have to remind me to turn it back on.
Okay.
on her part. It's got shot.
Stop at work.
It's got locked.
Stop at work.